The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring young America's favorite couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. In at the Nelson household at 1847 Rogers Road, we find Ozzie and Harriet seated in the living room.
Any mail today, Oz?
Yeah, it finally got here.
See, the mail is certainly slow in this place, isn't it?
I don't know why we have to live on the only street in Hollywood that won't give up the Pony Express.
Well, it eventually gets here. Where's the mail?
It's right here. There's a letter from my Aunt Belinda. It's there if you want to read it.
Oh, what does it say? Is Uncle George all right?
Yeah, he's working now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Aunt Belinda says it's the best job he ever had. Uncle George makes fire extinguishers filled with gasoline.
Fire extinguishers filled with gasoline?
Yeah, they're for people with plenty of insurance.
Joke books again, haven't you? Say, what are those big books over there?
Oh, I sent for them. They just came in today, some of them. They look very interesting, too.
Unusual titles, aren't they? Strange Woman, Strange Cargo. What's that one over there called?
Well, that's a book on skin troubles. It's called Strange Mange.
Ozzie, stop making things up.
Darling, when will you realize that you're married to a man with a mind like a steel trap?
Oh, brother. You know, honey, you should have been a master of ceremonies. I can just see your name up in lights in front of Flapsy Massey. Ozzie Nelson. The only master of ceremonies with a steel-trapped mind and the fractured skull.
You know, there's a lot to this mental business, though. It's all explained in one of these books here. Life is a constant conflict, wherein the stronger mind controls the weaker mind.
I'll bet that's what happened to my mind the night I said I'd marry you.
You didn't. Why, I just mumbled the question. It was practically inaudible. And you shouted yes so loud you scared the daylights out of me.
Now, that's where you're wrong. I remember it very distinctly. We were riding in the car, and you kept saying, "Will you marry me? Will you marry me?" And I kept shaking my head and shaking my head back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, that time you had your nose caught in the windshield wiper, and you know it. You'll think differently about this mental business, though, when I hypnotize you one of these days.
Hypnotize me? Since when have you been interested in hypnotism?
Oh, ever since this book arrived.
What book is that?
This one here. It's called Strange Journeys into the Fascinating Fields of Hypnotism, or How to Tell Your Best Friends Before They Tell You.
Hypnotism. Oh, Ozzie, do you really believe in that stuff?
Of course I do. You know, I was once in a theater where a hypnotist called a guy up on the stage, and he hypnotized him. He made him cackle like a rooster, bark like a dog, even try to dig a gopher hole right on the stage. That ought to prove something.
Well, it proves something, all right. Proves the guy was a big dope.
I am not. No, really, though, they're doing some wonderful things with hypnotism lately. One professor spent 2 years hypnotizing a cat into thinking she was a dog and finally succeeded.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. What was the result?
Well, nobody knows. She chased herself up a tree and never came down. But you know something, Harriet? From what I've read on the subject, I have a feeling that I might make a good hypnotist myself.
Well, now that you mention it, when you were in college, weren't you voted the one most likely to put people to sleep?
Okay, make jokes if you want, but I'll bet I can hypnotize you right now. And I've only read the first chapter. Come on, let me try.
Oh, Ozzie, I'm too busy for such nonsense.
Oh, come on, be a sport.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Well, you've got to cooperate, you know.
All right, what do I do?
Well, first, you've got to make your mind a complete blank.
Oh, you want to start even, huh?
Now, this is the way it's done. Look into my eyes. I am the master. I am your guiding light. Look at me. Look at me.
Is that a wart on your nose?
Now, please, Harriet, if you want to be hypnotized, you've got to concentrate.
Okay, I'm concentrating.
Fine, here we go now. Mumbo jumbo, Hambo Bambo, Bobo Lobo, you are going to sleep. You are going to sleep. Watch me closely. Mumbo Jumbo, Hambo Bambo,
Bobo Lobo.
You are going to sleep. You are going to...
Ozzy.
Stare into my eyes. I am your master. I am your guiding light. I am your Sven Valley.
You're nuts. I'm going out in the kitchen for a cup of coffee. Why don't you read the book over a few more times, honey?
Oh, I want to get somebody to hypnotize while it's fresh in my mind. Say, maybe Gloria...
No, no, you don't now. Gloria's busy in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Oh, gosh.
And I got things to do, too. I'll be back later.
Gee, I wonder why that didn't work on Harriet. I guess she must have too much willpower to be hypnotized. I'll bet I could hypnotize Gloria, though. I think I'll try, only this time I'll use a subtle approach. Oh, Gloria! Gloria!
Did you call me, Mr. Nelson?
Yes, I did, Gloria. How's dinner coming?
Oh, pretty good. I'm bashing the potatoes now.
No, you mean mashing the potatoes, don't you, Gloria?
No, I was bashing them. Can I help it if I have a nasty temper?
Now, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you're very busy out there in the kitchen.
Yes, and I'm having a lot of trouble with that turkey I'm cooking.
Oh, really?
Yes. Every time I start to close the oven door, he looks at me as if to say, "Don't fence me in."
Oh, that's just your imagination, Gloria.
Yeah, maybe it is. I have such a vivid imagination, Mr. Nelson. You know, I once thought I resembled Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour?
Isn't it silly? And all along, I'm the spitting image of Lana Turner.
You know, Gloria, I saw a little glint in your eye this afternoon, and I was thinking maybe you're preparing some special surprise for me.
Well, I was going to make you one of my cocktails. I call it the Gloria Special.
Oh, really? How do you make it?
Well, first you take a very large glass.
Yeah.
Then you pour in 2 quarts of gin.
Yeah.
That's all.
You mean that's all, brother. Gloria, I'll tell you what I really wanted to talk to you about. What do you know about hypnotism and clairvoyance?
Not very much, Mr. Nelson. I always listen to Abbott and Costello.
No, Gloria, hypnotism is the power to make people realize their secret ambitions. For instance, how would you like to become Betty Grable?
Maine Grable?
That's right. In 5 minutes, I could convince you that you are Betty Grable.
You might convince me, Mr. Nelson, but my legs would never believe it.
If you only had a secret ambition, Gloria, I could hypnotize you right into it.
Oh, but I have. I always wanted to be a great dramatic actress like Ethel Barrymore.
Well, wonderful. Why didn't you say so? I'll tell you what you do. Now, you just relax. You look at me. Look me right in the eye. Mumbo jumbo. Hambo bambo, bobo lobo. Repeat after me. I am a great dramatic actress.
You are a great dramatic actress.
So you do like Abbott and Costello, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Now, look me in the eye. Repeat these exact words. I am making a great Shakespearean picture.
Look me in the eye and repeat these exact words. I am making a great Shakespearean picture.
The lights are on. The cameras are turning.
The lights are on. The cameras are turning.
Over in one corner.
Quiet on the set.
I think I hypnotized her. Gloria? Gloria?
Miss Ethel Lynn.